Today on the Profitable Tradie Podcast.
Your oil light comes on in your car. Oh, cool, let's chuck some oil in. If you ignore that light, that's when you get into trouble.
This is a surprise. All of a sudden, I've got no money and no work, and I can't pay my bills. Where did this come from?
Honestly, there's some tough economic times at the moment. Work is not as plentiful.
There's always the writing on the wall, and there's always leading indicators which will tell us when our business is in trouble.
One person's absolute ruin is another person's opportunity.
I actually feel unstoppable in a way because I've seen this before. I know how this plays out. I know I can control this. I know I'm on top of this. I know that my lunch is not going to get taken away from me if I do the right things.
Of the 10 richest people in the entire world in all of history, 8 of them got that way during the Great Depression.
Let's face the facts. Business is a lot tougher for many people than it has been over the last few years. But there are warning signs that your business could be in trouble if you know where to look. The key is to look so you can take action to stay on the front foot. You're listening to the Profitable Tradie Podcast, where every week we help you make more money, get your time back, and make life and business a whole lot more fun. Join us as we transform your plumbing, electrical, or similar service business into a successful operation. Don't miss a beat. Hit the follow button. Let's get started. Alrighty, we've arrived at the podcast. Tony Fraser-Jones here, the host, with my good mate Phil Smith, co-host, main man.
Main man.
Force for good.
Thank you, man.
Yeah.
Makes me feel good to be a force for good.
You are the force for good.
Yeah, better than being just a mud dude, eh?
You're always doing the Lord's work, mate.
Hey, that's right, that's right. Amen.
Amen, preach. Brother. Preach it. Alrighty. What are we into today, brother?
Man, we are talking about the fact that, you know, honestly, there's some tough economic times at the moment. You know, we don't have it as easy as we used to have it for the last few years. Like, I'd say most people listening, probably the last 5 or so years, honestly, if you really, really think about it, you had it a bit easier, right? Like, there was more jobs going, heaps of work around. As a result, you could pick and choose which ones you wanted to do. You could work for better margins. People would pay more. Your clients had more money, so they paid on time every time. Your biggest headache was, how do I make as much hay as I possibly can? You know, how do I take on more staff? How do I, you know, get really good culture with all these new team members I have? And the unfortunate thing is, like any economic cycle, we're seeing a bit of a shift. You know, work is not as plentiful. You know, some people won't be feeling it as much because they've done some great work on this, but there'll be some people feeling it a lot. Not as many jobs around. You can't be as picky. You can't, you know, get all the best margins you used to get without a lot of work. You know, little things, your clients probably have less money and less cash available, so some of them are not paying the way that they used to. You're getting some longer times between your receivables coming in. It's all, honestly, getting a little bit more difficult. And this is normal, but it's something that we're seeing a lot more of. And I think, you know, having some discussions with a lot of the business owners we work with, they're a lot more about cash flow and workflow management than they were for the last few years. It was all hiring and culture. Now it's workflow and cash flow. And, yeah, it's almost just sort of rearing its head a little bit more. And I think it's something we need to talk about.
Yeah, and the thing we're finding with the businesses we help is business owners are like, oh my goodness, what happened? This is a surprise. All of a sudden I've got no money and no work and I can't pay my bills. Where did this come from? Like, that's their experience, but unfortunately there's always the writing on the wall.
Yeah.
And there's always tells with this, and there's always leading indicators which will tell us when our business is in trouble. And so today we really want to dig into that. So we just don't want anyone to be surprised.
Yeah.
And you get surprised generally because you don't know what to look for.
Totally.
But when you've been through this a few times, you know what to look for. And when you know what to look for, you can hit it off early and we can make some good decisions so things don't go bad.
Yeah, well, Ray Dalio says, you know, in his book Principles, that you end up getting so used to it and knowing what to look for that instead of, oh my gosh, what's happening, it's, oh, another one of those. Mm. And I think that's what we're digging into. I also love the saying you did there where, well, that's their experience. In other words, that's not what's happening. That's just what you perceive. So, look, I'm sure you have a story to kick us off.
I do. You may have heard this before as well, but it's about the frog in the pot. So the frog jumps in the pot of cold water, and then some sneaky dude cranks the gas up, and the water starts to heat up. And the water keeps heating up, and the frog's like, oh, this feels quite good.
Yeah, warm bath.
This. It's like a nice warm bath. I'm chilling out. Gets a bit warmer. He's like, oh, I'm starting to sweat a bit. Cranks up even more, and he's like, whoa, I really need to get out of this. And by that time, the frog is cooked.
Mm.
It's too late for the frog. The frog has gone to the happy frog hunting ground and wondering what the heck happened. Like, it snuck up on him.
Yeah.
And it's not good. The thing is, in this context, if the frog had been aware of the indicators, if the frog had had a thermometer and had known that the temperature was getting up and it was continuing to go up, the frog could have done something about it, because there was a point at which the frog could have easily got out of this water and it wouldn't have been a problem for them. But they didn't know, so they didn't take action, and they got cooked.
Yeah.
And this happens to business owners all the time.
Totally.
They're in the pot, and they don't realize until it's almost too late, and sometimes too late, to actually get out of the pot, and they're cooked.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be that way, because there's lots of things which will tell you you're about to get cooked.
That's it. And there are definitely warning signs. And if we can't read those warning signs, look, we run into issues, right?
Yeah, well, the thing is, the small problems, they get big, and they get gnarly and mean. And the big problems then can become terminal problems for your business. And what happens is, you as a business owner, you get surprised. You're like, I never saw this coming. I'm totally blindsided. I've never not had enough work before. And so for the business owner, this becomes incredibly stressful. They get overwhelmed. They go into, you know, panic mode. And the sky's falling and running around like their head's been cut off. And that stress, this then spills over into the rest of life. Mm. And so it impacts your family. You can't sleep properly. Everyone's stressed out, and you're worrying about how you're going to feed people, and your kids have got to get out of school, and they can't play sport anymore because you can't afford it. There's all sorts of knock-on effects.
Mm.
And, if it goes to its full thing, you can actually feel pretty stink, because you feel like a failure. You feel like, hey, well, I just wasn't good enough to do this.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty bad. On the other hand, you know, if we can read these warning signs, though, then honestly, we've got some pretty big upsides.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you can take action early. You can see what's happening and take action. And, you know, instead of things heading towards boiling point, you just, you know, go back to a good place.
Yeah.
It's simple as that. Problems are easy to fix when they're small. You know, much easier to fix when they're small than when they're big. And there's no surprises. So you're not surprised. You see what's happening. There's less stress for you, less headaches, less stress in your life. And the great thing is, like you said with Ray Dalio, is like, oh, I've seen this before. I feel comfortable. I actually feel unstoppable in a way, because I'm like, I've seen this before. I know how this plays out. I know I can control this. I know I'm on top of this. I know that my lunch is not going to be taken away from me if I do the right things.
Yeah, and in fact, actually, you start to be able to see some opportunity in some of the downsides. And that's the big thing that I think we often forget, is that, you know, for example, of the 10 richest people in the entire world in all of history, something like 8 of them got that way during the Great Depression. You know, one person's absolute ruin is another person's opportunity, really. And there's always opportunity in everything. And I think the hard part is often to take advantage of those opportunities. You need to be extremely proactive, which you can't be if you don't see the signs coming. And so that's the thing, is when you see the work starting to dry up, when you see the tough times coming, that's when you can start proactively marketing. It's when you can pivot niches. It's when you can start to manage your cash flow differently and basically give yourself this huge leg up. And then everybody else that didn't do that is going to start to feel the boiling of the water. It'll be too late. They'll boil, but you've already jumped in another pot.
Well, the thing that happens in these situations, if you don't know what's happening, you don't read the tea leaves, as it were, you know, your business will get in a lot of trouble. You'll probably have to lay people off. You'll have to retrench. You might have to get rid of great people. You might have to, you know, stop doing some stuff, some work that you were doing, all sorts of stuff.
Sell assets,
and your business becomes smaller, and you've basically given up a lot of gains that you'd made. And so when things pick up again, you're behind the eight ball.
Mm.
Whereas if you do know what's going on, you take action early, you can protect your key staff. I mean, there is nothing worse. Let's say you've worked hard to hire an estimator, and you've trained them up, and they're exceptional, and all of a sudden your workflow drops out. And your cash drops in. Oh, well, I'm going to have to make this person redundant because they cost me $100,000 a year. I've got to get rid of them.
Mm.
That is just gutting.
Oh, it's terrible. But I think the thing is we can sometimes lose sight of the fact that, you know, trying to hang on to everything for dear life and preserve the way it is now is actually crazy, because, you know, business is seasonal. Most things in life are actually quite seasonal, and you need to adjust with the seasons to be able to, you know, actually work through. My wife's an avid gardener, and you know, she's done a lot of research and a lot of practice, a lot of experience into, you know, half the time as a season changes, I watch my wife literally decimate our garden. Like I'm seeing it, I'm like, what are you doing, babe? And she'll say, no, you got to prune all this stuff back and rip that out and cut this right back to the root and all this kind of stuff, because what's going to happen is that's going to get us through this season. These things will grow instead, and the next season these will all be here again. Whereas if you just try to leave them and see how they go, then by the time it's their next fruitful season, they died over the hard time. So I think the big thing is when you know the signs and you know what to do, then you can get through anything. In fact, you can thrive through anything, and that's really the key. So let's talk about how to do this. What are the signs and how do we see them?
The key thing here is that is measurement and hard numbers, because the numbers of your business don't lie, and they will tell you the story of what's going on. And so if you think about if you're going to drive somewhere, you're taking your family on vacation or holiday, and you're going on a car trip, well, you have a dashboard in the car, and you check the dashboard all the time. You know, have I got enough fuel for the journey? Is the oil good? Engine temperature? All that sort of stuff. If you're a nerd like me, you're tracking, you know, like the liters or gallons per mile or kilometre. weirds me out. Anyway,
stressful to drive with
you, bro. Yeah, I know. I'm just like trying to crank it down. It's hard when you've got a big V8 4-litre.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. But anyway, you look, the dashboard tells you the story of what's going on.
Yeah.
Okay. And so that's the same thing we need in our business. The numbers will tell us what's happening, and they'll give us advance warning of what's happening. And so there's two types of numbers. You know, there's the output numbers, the results. That's like profit, even cash in your bank. They're kind of output numbers. And then there's more input or leading indicators. And are things like how many inquiries you're getting, all that sort of stuff, that are actually going to tell you how it's trending.
Yeah.
And so we need to be across both. It's like if you go to the hospital, you know, if you're sick, you're taped up with a whole bunch of stuff all over you. It tells you your vital signs. So we just want to track the vital signs of the business. And there's some vital signs that are absolutely critical that you must track. I reckon today's probably most helpful just to blast through those so you know what you should be looking for. And if you know what you're looking for and you look at it, you're never going to be surprised.
Yeah. And I mean, this one, honestly, the first one I want to say is the most obvious is revenue. You know, like you've got money coming in, and if you start having less money coming in, well, that's a vital sign suffering. You know, like maybe there's less work around, maybe you're not winning as much of it, maybe you're having to drop your pants to win it, maybe, you know, maybe whatever, but there's less money coming in. Even if there's more money coming in, that would also be a vital sign change, and it's something worth looking at because, you know, you could be going through a bit of a bubble that might pop, but it's something you need to look at. A change to your revenue is a vital sign change, and it's worth investigation.
And that means you have to track it.
That's right.
So it's just no good looking at 1 month or 2 months.
It's looking at the trend.
Ideally, you're looking at the trend over the last 4 to 6 months, even looking at the trend relative to last year, and you can see where it's heading. And so if you can see it's trending down, that's giving you some pretty good indications that you know, winter's on the way.
Yeah, there's trouble on the horizon.
That's right.
And it doesn't have to be trouble if we notice it.
That's right, because you can do something about it.
That's right.
And sort of associated with this, with revenue, is the amount of forward work that you've got booked. Because the thing with revenue, it's really helpful, but it is still after the fact. So forward work booked is like, okay, well, I've got $600,000 worth of work that it's booked in to be done in the next 3 months. Fast forward a month, now I've only got $420,000. Fast forward another month, now I've got 300,000. That's giving you a pretty good indicator that this winter's on the way.
Yeah. You're not staying booked out as far as you were.
Yeah, and so the pipeline's drying up and
you're working through your pipeline and nothing's being added on the end.
Yeah, so that's really important.
Yeah, and you can break that down by client, by work type, you know, because sometimes there'll be certain work types or clients which are staying the same. Actually, really a good client I've worked on this with, didn't notice their forward work pipeline dropping off at all because it was staying the same amount for the same distance all the time. What they didn't realize was because they had one client that was actually ramping up massively, which is great, but actually three or four of their key clients had been trending down for some time. They just hadn't noticed because they were looking at the total number rather than per client. And when they went back to these clients and said, hey, what's going on? You guys have been trending down for months. One of them was genuinely having hard times. The other three had actually started using other people and they had no idea, and they were able to fix that and bring it all back. So the thing is, you need to be, again, reading that dashboard, looking at the signs. So forward work's big. Next one's customer inquiries. You know, like if you are getting less of them, less people inquiring, less people filling out the forms on your website, less people calling up on the phone or emailing in and, you know, inquiring about work done or asking for a quote or a bid or anything like that. Essentially, this is an indicator that you're going to end up with less forward work, because if I have less opportunities to price work or to win jobs, then I'm going to, you know, win less jobs, and that's going to mean less forward work, less revenue, and basically a downward trend in my business. So again, if I notice it early, I can do something about it.
Yeah, and again, it's important that you have some historical data. So you're actually looking at how many inquiries I get each month, and you can track that month on month. Again, by type is important. And associated with that is, you know, how many jobs you're actually pricing or putting bids or quotes out for. You know, you might be getting the same inquiries, but they're not the right type of inquiries, or a certain segment of the market has just collapsed, and another segment is up a bit. Now, sometimes there can be a big shift from new construction, particularly in a economic downturn. New construction sort of drops away, but repairs and maintenance and that sort of stuff might go up. Mm. And so how many jobs am I actually pricing? Because that's, again, going to flow through to how much work there is.
People might not have as much money to build a new house, but they might have a little bit of spare money and maybe do a renovation on their existing house. Can't build a new one, might as well improve my existing one. So you see those pivots. And I think, again, when you're looking at these, you know, forward work pipelines, these customer inquiries, you do need to look at those trends, and not just for the last few months, but like you said, against last year. Because if you do anything seasonal, you might see a downturn for a few months and, you know, freak out, forgetting the fact that maybe that's a seasonal work type and it's going to have a downturn for those months every year. And that just tells you need to be, you know, pivoting your work type for that time of the year. Maybe there's other stuff that trends up and you got to lean into that. So that's really, really important. And if your conversion rate is, you know, dropping off, you know, you're winning less of the jobs you price, that's a pretty big indicator that you're, again, headed for some trouble.
Yeah, and it might be because people just don't have the money, or typically what happens in tough economic times is they take longer to make decisions, and they're a little bit softer in terms of committing to stuff. And so you've actually got to get through more quotes or bids than you did before to get the same amount of work. And so it's just tracking all of that stuff. And then the next thing that is a big tell is your receivables.
Mm.
So receivables are the people who owe you money. You've done the job, you've sent your invoice, and you're waiting for payment. And if those overdues are going up, that is a good sign that you've got a problem happening, because if the money stays in your client's hands, it's not in your hands, which means you can't put it in your creditor's hands, which means you can't pay your bills, which means you end up being insolvent. And what we find is that starts to tick up.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. If you're tracking it, you can see it, and you're like, well, this is a problem.
Yeah, and you should track it by the number of people that, you know, owe you money, but also by the dollar value that is totally owed. Again, not to forget that, what do you pay tax on, Tony?
Profit.
Profit. And does your profit include or exclude all of the money that is in your receivables?
Well, it's counted, but you haven't got it in your bank to pay the tax. Right.
So the thing is when someone doesn't pay you that money, you still pay tax on that money you don't have. And so the really hard thing is that when you're in a tight pinch anyway, because workflow is getting scarce, people are paying less, you know, you actually have less coming in the first place. The profit margin, your net profit might be less anyway, and then you pay tax on that number, but you didn't even have the dollars. That can send you into a real cash flow issue. Whereas, again, when times are good, this doesn't seem to come up. You know, it's just not very common. But when times are more difficult, this becomes a real factor.
Massive.
And so, yeah, overdue accounts receivable is a killer. And this factors into, again, your current ratio. So when you look to your balance sheet, you have your current ratio, which is the balance between your current assets and current liabilities. So current assets are things like, the amount of cash you have, or actually the accounts receivable that's owed to you as an asset because it's money that you should have. But you balance that off against your current liabilities, things like, you know, tax to be paid or your immediate payables and things like that. But essentially, there's a ratio between these two things. So you've got assets on one side, liabilities on the other, and the closer that ratio comes to being a 1-to-1, you're headed for trouble, you know, because if they only just balance 1-to-1, that means there's nothing left.
Yeah, well, if you've got 2-to-1, it means you've got two assets to pay your liabilities.
Yeah.
1-to-1, you've got one is goes below one, which does happen.
Yeah.
You've got big troubles because you ain't got enough assets to pay your liabilities, which leads to insolvency.
Yeah. Which is not good.
No.
So we don't want that.
No.
But the point is you can see that that ratio right there on your balance sheet. And again, if you trend that over time, you can see it getting closer and closer to a 1-to-1 ratio. You know you got trouble on the horizon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you tack on a cash flow forecast to that, where you're actually taking your bank account and forecasting out the next 12 weeks on a weekly basis for where your cash is going to be, you'll see where the pinch points are, and you'll actually see how the cash in your bank is actually diminishing, and then it's flicking over to negative, and obviously that's not awesome.
Nope.
So these are all measures that make a huge difference. They're like the dashboard that you use to drive your car to make sure you're not going to crash or run out of fuel or blow up the engine or seize the engine.
And again, though, these are the things that we can use, you know, that can show us maybe troubles on the horizon, but it's very, very powerful information to have because you can then do something about it. You know, again, your oil light comes on in your car. Oh, cool, let's chuck some oil in. Whereas, like, if you ignore that light, that's when you get into trouble. You know, so I think that's the whole point.
So the thing about this, Phil, I guess, is this is all good and it's important. And I know it's a lot. If you're listening, you probably think, geez, that's a lot to cover. And it is. And maybe you don't do all of those things. You do some of them. That's going to give you that'll give you a picture. Even if you did three or four of them, it would give you a good picture of where you're heading, where you're trending, so you're not surprised. Because if you are surprised, this is going to sound harsh, but actually it's your responsibility. You know, if you're surprised, it means that whoever was driving the car wasn't watching what was happening or didn't know what to watch for is probably the thing. And so that really tees into why do people not actually measure this stuff? And there are fair reasons. Not blaming anyone at all, because there's a lot to do in business, but it is our responsibility to do it. And so I think a couple of the things. Number one is just knowledge, just knowing that this stuff is out there. And that's why we're doing this podcast today.
Yeah.
These are the things you need to look for. To know what's going to happen in your business.
And honestly, guys, I would really just want to put out here, if you're listening to this, if you heard any of those indicators and thought, I don't really know what that is, or I don't know how to look for it, or I don't know what I would do if I did notice an issue there, well, then, hey, this is your prompt to go and find out, you know, go and get the knowledge, you know, research it. You can listen to podcasts such as this one, like, follow, and share. Or, you know, reach out to other experts, you know, a coach, an accountant, anybody. Someone that can help you, because if you don't know how to do this, that's okay. No one taught it to you. Like, when were you going to learn this? You don't learn it at school, that's for sure. You don't learn it in your apprenticeship, also for sure. And most likely when you went out on your own, most of the other people you know that did that also didn't know how to do this stuff. So the fact that you might not have the knowledge is completely, completely understandable, but that shouldn't stand in the way of going to get it.
Until now. You know it's a thing. Now it's your responsibility to pick it up. And I know that sounds harsh, but that's the reality of running a business.
If not you, then who?
That's right.
Yeah.
So knowledge is important. Time is important. You know, it's like, oh, I'm too busy already. It's not a priority. And I get that. You know, it's like, well, I've got all these urgent jobs to do. I've got, you know, these contractors yelling at me and these clients with leaks that I need to fix. And I've got this team member who's, gone off the rails. And I've got all these things to deal with. Well, there's nothing more important than tracking how your business is going so that you've got a business that can grow and survive into the future. So it's about priorities, making this a priority. That's massive. And I think the thing to sort of, the way I look at it is, you know, if someone was in hospital, someone you were close to was in hospital, and they were really sick, well, if the doctor wasn't monitoring them, you'd be like, what the hell is going on? Like, what are you doing? Like, why aren't you monitoring their heart rate, blood pressure? Why aren't you taking blood to see where they're at? You'd be like absolutely spitting.
Yeah. Or even more, what I think about, mate, is more like the classic man, right? Who's honestly, he's had a headache for weeks. And he's sitting on the couch. He can barely go to work, but he soldiers on, right? So this is an indicator. You know, there's something wrong. This headache shouldn't be there for weeks. Next thing you know, he's got blurry vision. But he's like, it'll go away. So he soldiers on. Next thing, he's got blood coming out of his ear. And he's like, oh, that's a bit strange, but, you know, I'll wipe it up and soldier on. Next thing you know, both his eyeballs fall out, half his brain's coming out of his mouth, you know, whatever. And at that point, he goes, I think I might go for a checkup. The point is like, your business might very well need to be in hospital. It might need to have all of its vitals being checked all the time. But the thing is you can check these and, you know, respond to some of the warning signs before it gets that bad. And really that's the key, is like, don't bury your head in the sand. Don't be that proverbial man sitting there toughing it out, even though you can see, you know. And sometimes even if you don't know, have all the knowledge to read everything, maybe you can feel it. Maybe you just have this feeling. Things are not as good as they used to be.
So start tracking the stuff. And the earlier you track it, the quicker you'll be on top of this. This will literally change your life. And what it does, it makes you feel like you're in charge.
Yeah,
that's the key thing. And I know the feeling of being out of control is horrible, the feeling of surprises and that pit in your stomach feeling when you're like, actually, we're running out of money.
Yeah.
But the thing is, you don't have to be in that situation if you're tracking the numbers, because they'll tell you what's happening and you can take action to make sure you're on the right track.
Totally. It's massive. And I mean, basically, if we were going to land this plane, why don't you sum it up?
Well, the key thing is right now, times are different. And there is more stress on workflow and cash flow than there was over the last, 5 to 10 years. And so to not get a surprise, it's absolutely critical you as a business owner measure the performance of your business, those feed forward, those leading indicators that tell you that there's going to be a problem. So don't be like the frog and get boiled. You know, take the temperature of the water, read the tea leaves so you can take action, jump out of the water. You can stay on the front foot and create a great business and weather the storm and thrive into the future.
Yeah, it's massive.
Thanks heaps for listening. We'll catch you all again.
See you later.
Next week on the Profitable Tradie Podcast, I interview Curtis Hancock from Hancock Plumbing, who is a member of the Million Dollar Tradie Program and who's built a successful business in Naples, Florida. Now, Curtis is a humble guy who faced the same challenges every business owner does around believing that change is possible for him and his business. Now, Curtis's journey is inspirational because it shows what can be built with consistent effort, a change in attitude, and learning the key skills of being a successful business owner. Tune in as Curtis talks through his challenging journey and shares all the lessons that he's learned. Congratulations on being part of a select group of savvy business owners who are taking their businesses to the next level. And to help you on your journey, don't forget to check out our show notes for a copy of our free book, The Profitable Tradie, and other valuable resources. Thanks for being a part of this special group, and we'll see you in the next episode of the Profitable Tradie Podcast.